AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Moscow and Kyiv are trading accusations after a major dam collapsed in southern Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
From Ukraine's president,
Russia підірвала бомбу,
saying Russia set off a bomb of mass environmental destruction. Vladimir Putin's spokesman alleging a deliberate act of sabotage by Ukraine at the White House.
We cannot say conclusively what happened at this point.
Though National Security Council spokesman John Kirby notes Russian forces illegally seized the dam months ago. Kirby says what is clear is the deadly impact on the Ukrainian people, their crops, water supplies, and power grid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Global prices for wheat and corn soared after the dam collapse in Ukraine. The White House is launching a website to map and track tens of thousands of infrastructure projects and private manufacturing investments.
It's called invest.gov. You can go online, find the projects we're delivering on, both the public and private. There's 32,000 investment projects.
Adults have generally given President Biden poor reviews on his economic leadership. A federal judge blocked Florida's ban on transgender care for minors, saying gender identity is real and the state has no rational basis for denying patients treatment. Canada is dealing with a series of intense wildfires that have spread from the western provinces to Quebec. Smoke from these fires has reached the U.S. Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service says there are air quality alerts.
Right now, they're in effect from portions of New England through through New York and down into parts of the Mid-Atlantic. But they also are air quality alerts for a lot of the urban areas across the Midwest and the Ohio Valley.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie filed paperwork, formally launching his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. This is AP News. Atlanta City Council said yes to a police and fire training center, despite backlash from the community.
Early this morning, council members voted 11-4 to approve $31 million in public funding for the construction of an 85-acre police and firefighter training campus in DeKalb County. The council also approved a provision that requires the city to pay $36 million over 30 years for using the facility. On Monday, hundreds of activists filled City Hall ahead of a public council meeting. Michael Hurston was one of the hundreds of residents who spoke against the project.
Andre Dickens and the Atlanta Police Foundation are making villains of this council. They're setting you all up as the fall guys for this.
The vote comes in the wake of the arrests of three organizers who lead the Atlanta Solidarity Fund, which provided bail money and helped find attorneys for protesters that had been arrested. Controversy also increased after the fatal police shooting of an environmental activist at the property in January. Protest audio courtesy TMX. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.